It's time for the Douglas Coleman Show. Mr. Smooth and Savvy is joined by guests from all walks of life, from the entertainment industry to authors to political and social commentators, the famous and not so famous, the controversial and the light and fluffy. We have it all. Now, here's Douglas Coleman.
Okay, please welcome to the Douglas Coleman Show, Omar Mora. Hi, Omar. How are you?
How are you doing? Good.
Thank you for coming on this show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I was reading through your bio, and I found it kind of interesting. It said that you started out studying to be a doctor in Puerto Rico, and then you moved to New York City to do your residency, and after 9/11, you decided to pursue acting. I found that kind of interesting because I think after 9/11, I would have wanted to be a doctor.
Did you went to med school?
No, but I mean, just the idea of all the people and, you know, to try to help them, because there were a lot of people that were injured, a lot of people died. And I mean, just it would have inspired me to want to do something in that field rather than being an actor.
Yeah.
But okay, so how did that change your mind to be an actor?
I mean, it's one of those experiences, one of those life-change experiences that you kind of dig into yourself, if you want to say it like that, and try to find what you really want to do in life and, you know, pursue your dreams. You know, when you're a kid, sometimes you said you want to be an astronaut, you want to be, I don't know, a doctor, engineer, an actor, whatever it is, and sometimes you have that pure thought and desire of doing it, and for some reason life just, you know, changes and you change with it. So I did went to med school, and I'm a doctor right now. I'm a medical doctor, and I still have my office. But it was the moment that while I was doing my residency in New York City, it was my last year of med school, I believe. It just changes. It just said, you know what, life is short. I did work with a lot of people that was burned in my hospital, St. Vincent Hospital, that it was in downtown New York. I saw, you know, life when the building have the fire and the smoke. I was able to see them from the 12th floor. So it definitely was an experience that changed me, and that, I don't know, pushed me to really follow my dreams and my life journey, adventure, if you want to call it like that. And I just decided, I make a plan and decided to pursue acting and writing. So yeah, I just went for it.
Okay, so you completed it. So you are a doctor, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a medical doctor.
I have my own.
I have my office here in Los Angeles.
Okay, so you have your own practice.
Yeah.
Terrific. Okay.
It's interesting. So if you end up finishing med school, you know, you can work here in LA.
I'm looking at your pictures that your PR people sent. I'm guessing these are fairly old, or are you that good looking for being 40 some odd years old?
I always have that young look. So those pictures was a photo shoot I had last year.
If you go to
my Instagram, you can see my picture from I just was in San Diego Comic Con now last week, and you can see some of the pictures. And yeah, I'm fortunate that have, I guess, good genes, and you know, I'm aging decently, I guess.
Well, it looks like you're not aging at all, because when I looked at the pictures, I looked at the pictures before I read your bio, and I thought, oh, he looks like he's maybe 21, 22. But if you have to be in your 40s because of 9/11, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to say my age, because in the industry, they kind of, because I still go to auditions late 20s, early 30s, but I go 40s plus.
Yeah, well, listen, you're a very handsome guy. You look great. So
Thank you.
Okay. So you also have a production company called Morris Productions, is that correct?
Yeah, that's my independent production company that, you know, I love to write and tell stories. So through my production company, I'm, you know, working hard to make my stories happen. Mostly, I want to do films and TV series, and I write comic books as well. So,
okay, so your production company is only for your products, or do you produce other people's work?
At this stage, I'm producing my own work because I have so much work I need to get out there, so I don't have time to, you know, to work with other projects. If something come along, I'm always open for it. But right now I'm so busy that this latest that I have, it's, you know, it comes from my own, you know, projects that I wrote.
And what are we promoting here? Are we promoting Ancient Explorers, or do you have a film, or what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, the latest book, it's a hybrid novel comic book. It's called Ancient Explorers. That's the one that was released on San Diego Comic-Con. That's the one we're doing most, but I'm also promoting The Unertians. It's the comic book I wrote in 2019, and, you know, it came out the full trade, chapter 1 to 12 now, on San Diego Comic-Con as well. But I put both online on Kindle, Amazon, because the printing is so expensive that we decided to go online, digital.
Oh, for the graphic novel, you mean?
For the graphic novel and Ancient Explorers as well, for both.
Oh, okay. Now, are those just a graphic novel, or there's also going to be a film or TV series associated with that?
Yeah, The Unertians we're actively developing as a TV series. I just got an IP, intellectual property representation, that is pitching out. Some of the streamers are as interested, so we're working to see if, you know, to make it happen. A lot of pieces needs to be moved in order to, you know, to make something like that happen, especially because The Unertians, it has a lot of visual effects, CGI, so it would take it would be a decent budget. So we're working with that, but we're actively developing as a TV series, and then Action Explorers is the new one. So I'm just getting the story out there first, but eventually I want to make it as a TV series as well, or film, live action.
I wanted to ask you about your first feature film was called 30 Days with My Brother. Tell us a little about that. Was that a story about you with your brother?
So 30 Days with My Brother, it's a fictional a work, nothing to do with my personal life at all. But it's a story that I always had in mind, you know, with what happened when you have a long-lost brother and you find him as an adult, that relationship, even if they're, you know, blood brothers, but they're totally different people. So it's a story that I wrote that it was my first independent film as a producer, writer, and actor. And we got lucky that AMC Independent, back in 2016, loved the story, and they put them on theater for 1 week in seven or eight cities in the nation. So it was definitely an interesting experience, and an experience that I learned a lot.
You had mentioned earlier about CGI, and can I ask you something about that? Because I've had this conversation with other people that have been on the show, and it's something that I don't quite understand. And maybe you can explain it just a little bit. Why is CGI so much more expensive, and why does it take so many people to do? When I see the credits now on films that are heavily CGI'd, there's like hundreds of people that are on there for the thing. I would think it would be cheaper, because the alternative is to be building real sets, right?
Yeah, it's crazy how expensive it is, because, I'm not a VFX expert, but I do have people that work on the VFX departments. And, you know, sometimes just one frame, it needs few people to work on them. Is the compose, is the atmosphere, is the, I don't remember the terms how you said it, but it just takes time just for a small piece, just for a face or a hand or a movement. Rendering takes forever. It's just the whole thing is very complicated. So it does take, those big studios, they have different VFX companies, because sometimes one VFX company is not enough. And those VFX companies have, I don't know how many people, I mean, when you see the credits, like, sometimes, I don't know, hundreds of people working with them. And sometimes they outsource to different companies. I have a friend in Argentina, he has a VFX company, and a lot of Hollywood movies call them to do certain scenes for certain movies, and it takes them months. And they're in Argentina working, and they work on this movie here that for just few scenes, and other scenes being worked by other VFX companies. It's just very complicated and complex, and it's very time-consuming.
Well, it must be, because the budgets for some of those films have gone through the roof. And it always just amazed me where, if you look at films historically from, you know, maybe the 1940s and 1950s, they had entire, you know, crews of carpenters building sets out of 2x4s and paper mache. And, you know, you would have thought that would have been more expensive than to computerize it, but apparently not.
It's not. I mean, nowadays you need to build those sets and then put green screen to build a set over those sets.
Exactly.
So it looks like sometimes you develop a little set and then you put green screen to develop a whole city or something. And everything has its own expertise. It's very interesting. And I'm looking forward to work with my films. I love science fictions and fantasy movies. So I'm actually looking forward to start working on my films to see how really the magic happens. Because I think until you don't do it, it's hard to comprehend.
Yeah, I think you're right. For Ancient Explorers, is this going to be a feature film or is it going to be a TV series that you're looking to do?
Well, Ancient Explorers right now, it's just the graphic novel. It's a hybrid novel and comic book. I mean, the goal is to do it as a TV series or film. I already wrote the few drafts for the film script. And let me see how it goes with the novel to see if I start writing the TV series episodes. So I have both in hand, you know, when it comes to when I start pitching them. So I do like to have everything ready. So nowadays, with all the streamers, you don't know what they're going to ask, if the film or the TV series. Like, for example, The Unertians, I'm pitching as a TV series. I already wrote the first three episodes. I have the treatment for season two and season three. But at the same time, I do have ready the film script just in case. But we're pushing now for the TV series because I believe the story is more for a TV series. So Ancient Explorers, let's see how it goes, and then we decide how we're going to push it.
Okay. Well, you must be a very busy man to have a medical practice and to be doing all of this at the same time. Yeah? Do you ever sleep?
It gets hectic. It gets hectic for sure.
Wow, that's amazing.
But, you know, I love the entertainment business. I love storytelling, so that drives me to keep going because it's something that I'm passionate about. And I don't feel like, although I put so many hours and sometimes I get tired, like coming from Comic-Con, we were an exhibitor for the first time, Modest Production. So it was like 12, 13 hours on the floor working. Gets tired, but I don't know, when you're passionate about something, sometimes you just don't feel it.
Well, it doesn't feel like work, yeah, when you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Medicine does feel like work.
All right. Well, Omar, I'm going to let you go. I want to wind this up at this point. Thanks so much for coming on. Do you have a website you want to give out?
Yeah, they can go to my website at morasproductions.com. And I have an Instagram that I use the most for putting work stuff, and it's at Mora himself on Instagram.
At Mora himself?
At Mora himself, yeah. And Twitter, I have at Omar Mora Actor.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you for coming on the show. It was nice meeting you, and best of luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you, Dora. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, you know, and to put our stories out there, because people like you help us for independent, you know, storytellers to get out there to the public.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure. All right, take care.